You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, CBS soap opera fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube. We want to talk about Phyllis Summers because she is back in Genoa City this week, and she has got to be headed for prison or the psych ward, right? I want to talk about the two different options available to her for what she's done, because her day of reckoning comes soon, and there is no way that she's going to get away with faking her own murder. So we're going to talk about that in just a second, and the two avenues that are ahead of her, the two only possible fates that await her, really. But first, if you haven't already, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our latest Young and the Restless spoilers, casting news, and all the stuff you need to know about your favorite soap. Right now, Chance Chancellor is ready to slap cuffs on Phyllis Summers, but we want to talk about what charges would she face and if there's an alternative to prison. The one thing I found out today while I was doing some research into the legality of faking your own death, and it's very interesting. There's a word for faking your death. It's called pseudocide, P-S-E-U-D-O-C-I-D-E, pseudocide, basically fake murder. It's if you fake your suicide, it's suicide. It's P-S-E and then ucide. It's hard to pronounce. So what Phyllis has done is called pseudocide. And interestingly, I was looking around to see the legalities of faking your own death. And the act of faking your own death in and of itself is not a crime. It's not a crime. So if Phyllis had faked her death and just disappeared, you know, that's it. That's one thing. If you do it to get out of a prison sentence or to falsely claim life insurance or for some financial motive, then that is fraud and that is a crime. But that is not that one thing. That pseudocide is not the only thing that Phyllis did. And it's the other things she did that are going to call for a reckoning. So what charges could Phyllis face? Well, there's conspiracy. That's when you cook up a criminal endeavor with somebody else. And she was definitely in a criminal conspiracy with Jeremy Stark. Obstruction of justice, because they had set up those faked bodies and everything. There's tampering with evidence. There's providing false evidence, filing false police reports, accessory to a crime, fraud. There's other things like manipulation of a crime scene. There's just a bunch of charges. And while each little one might get her, you know, I don't know, 3 to 5, say, when you pile all these together, you're looking at what could be decades behind bars. And if you think that Young and the Restless will not send someone to prison, you need to think again. While Adam and Victor have been in prison, I think Nick has been in prison. I know Adam and Victor have. I'm thinking about Nick in a little orange jumpsuit. I know he's been arrested. I just can't remember if he's actually been to prison, but Victor got out early. Adam got out early, but one person that did not get out of early on, not really early, on prison on Y&R was Lily Winters. Do you remember? The CBS soap has shown that it is willing to incarcerate women. So Lily got 12 months for vehicular homicide because Hillary Curtis and the baby she was carrying in her belly died after a car accident where Lily was driving them. Now, mind you, Lily wasn't drunk. She was a little distracted because they were arguing, but it was an accident. It was legitimately an accident. And the only reason that she wound up going to jail was really because Devon Hamilton used all his influence to see her punished. But in most cases, had a billionaire not been lobbying against his sister to see her punished, she probably wouldn't and shouldn't have gone to jail for that, even though she definitely felt guilty about it. She, you know, there was no malice. There was no, you know, substance abuse or anything involved. So it was just a mess. But Young and the Restless will put somebody and leave them behind bars, because then we had months of Billy going to visit Lily and people going to visit Lily, and then her finally saying, "Don't come to visit me anymore." And then she got out and she's great now. So the crimes that Phyllis has committed could mean a decade behind bars, and surely they could put her in jail for a little while, like give her a year sentence and people come see her. And if she behaves herself, let her out in 6. But it might be more interesting to go a different way. The problem will be the Abbotts. Kyle Abbott, Jack Abbott, and Diane Jenkins probably agree that Phyllis Summers deserves prison. But with Diane soon to be off on her charges, that means Michael Baldwin will be free to take Phyllis Summers' case, and he may recommend another strategy. We're going to talk about that right now. But if you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless updates, spoilers, and casting news. So there's something to consider, and that is whether or not Phyllis could end up at Fairview instead of in prison. If you remember, years and years ago, Phyllis Summers was committed to Fairview once before when she was accused of a crime. She had been accused of poisoning Kelly Andrews, and her sister Avery Clark was her lawyer, and so was Michael Baldwin. And the two lawyers and Jack agreed that putting her in Fairview under a psych evaluation was a better thing than her going to prison. So Michael Baldwin already knows this ploy. Back then, Phyllis was found to be sane and competent to stand trial. And so she got out of Fairview and then kind of had to face the music. But, you know, she obviously didn't go away to prison or anything. Because she had been misaccused in that case. But in this case, she has not been misaccused. So Michael Baldwin might fall back on that old strategy, because I think it is fair to say that while Phyllis didn't suffer temporary insanity is that plea that you can make when you snap just for a minute and you do something terrible, like there's a reason for it, trauma or whatever, and you just snap and you go crazy for just a minute. You can't say that about Phyllis, because she had been engaging in this conspiracy and plotting this crime for weeks and weeks. So it wasn't temporary insanity. But I think what you could say is that, you know, she had a mental breakdown, that she was not mentally competent, that she was definitely not in control of her emotions or her decision-making, and had, you know, some level of mental incompetence due to, you know, you could blame it on trauma from Diane coming back when she had been accused of killing her at one point. There's lots of things they can credit it to, but I tend to think we might see Phyllis heading to Fairview for a timeout, and maybe that timeout will be enough to convince the Abbotts that she has served enough penance for trying to put Diane in prison for life.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.